Y'all pray for Brother Dennis. He's had to leave the service with his blood pressure high. You pray for him this morning. Psalms 145. David is writing a psalm. And he said in 144, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength." I found out when you don't have none, He's got it all. He said in chapter 145, "I will." I wonder if you would. He said, "I will extol thee, my God, O King. I'll bless thy name forever and ever." Thank you for standing this morning. I want to preach on this simple topic on my wonderful God. My wonderful God. David said in verse number 3, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." He said you can look at the greatness of God and you'll never search it all out. Me and you, we think about greatness, and David said God has no ceiling on greatness. Said you can't measure how great God really is. He said your greatness is unsearchable. He said you can look all your life and you'll never find anybody that you compare the greatness of my God to. I want to say first of all of who He praised. He said in verse 1, "I will extol thee, my God, O King. I'll bless thy name forever and ever." Who He praised? I can tell you who He praised. A personal Redeemer. He said, "My God." I'm glad He's my God. Not only your God, my God. He's a big God. He's a great God. He's a great big old God. You say, "How big is He?" I tell you, He's bigger than your situation. And I like what the little girl said. How can you hide a God that big? Said, if a God that big gets in you, He'll be hanging out somewhere on you. I'm glad when God comes to live in us, He sticks out on us a little bit. Seen Brother Daniel come up and pray. That boy ain't been saved much over a year. It does my heart good to see a big God hanging out of the saints of God. We ought to let Him hang out of us with praise and throw our hands up and say, "Oh God, You are a great God and You're worthy of our praise this morning." Oh, I am reminded that about who He praised. He said, now He's my God. It's got personal. Now, let me tell you something. The Muslim folk talk about their God, but that ain't my God. You see, my God, you go through His Son to get a hold of Him. And I'm glad by the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm saved by the sweet grace of God. He reached down to me and He reached up to God and He brought us together by His love and His great mercy. And therefore, He is a personal God. And He said, not only I tell you how come I'm going to praise Him, not because of this personal relationship about being my God, but He said, I'm going to praise Him because of that permanent rulership he's got. He said, not only is he my God, he's my king. Can I tell you, he's King of Kings. And he's Lord of Lords. Help me preach a while this morning. He's King of Kings. And he's Lord of Lords. And hey, he come riding in on a little donkey one day. But honey, let me tell you, he ain't coming back that way. He's coming back on a white horse. So he is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. And David writes about his unsearchable greatness. Who he praised. And then when he praised in verse 2, he said, every day. I'm just trying to get some of you to praise him on Sunday. But he said, every day I'm going to praise him. Can I tell you, he wouldn't wait until he got to glory to learn to praise him. Some of y'all, when you get to glory, they're going to have to put you over in the romper room section, amen. I mean, they're going to have to teach you something about praising him. My God, would somebody help me praise him down here this morning? He said, every day of my life, I'm going to praise him. Through the good times and through the bad times, he said, I'm just going to clean me out of spot and praise him every day of my life. Now, I'm not going to be a mean preacher, but I'm going to be a plain preacher. If you can't praise him here now, it's going to take you a while to get to where some of us are yonder in glory. It's going to be some of y'all, and he's going to say, now, y'all just sit over there a while and until I can teach you about throwing your little hand up. Sit over there and watch. Honey, I don't want to watch about nothing. Hey, the reason I won't play softball, you boys, y'all won't let me start. Hey, man, I ain't been on nothing I can't participate in. Amen, I mean, I ain't getting ready to go sit on the bench. I don't know why some of y'all get ready to sit on the bench. Amen. Hey, we ought to praise him and thank the Lord. You say, well, listen, preacher, we ain't holiness, is that right? The Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Hey, Baptists were shouting before any other come along the scene. John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. David said, I'm going to praise him every day. Won't it be a blessing when we graduate out of here and land over there? We ain't got to go to primary school on praising him. I mean, we can just step right in the presence of the portals of glory and go to raising our hands and say, thank you, dear God. I was in a church that taught me to praise him. Thank you, dear God. I ain't got to go to the back seat. Thank you, dear God. I can just praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can praise you this morning. So David said, your greatness, Lord, I'm going to praise you. You know, we'll never find out just really how big our God is. You may find out before this walk of life is over of how much money you got, or how many friends you got, but you'll never find out how great our God is. And David says his unsearchable greatness, who he praised and when he praised, and then why he prayed. You say, well, preacher, why you get so tore up about Jesus? Because I ain't got to die and go to hell in my sin. I mean, it ain't a lot to get excited about. He just got you out of hell is all he done. I mean, it ain't, you know, I wouldn't get real emotional about somebody that died for me and got me out of hell. I wouldn't get real emotional and caught up about all that. I mean, somebody may think you're a holy roller if you get a little excited about Jesus. You'll go down to the ball game and you'll shout your crazy self to death, and my goodness, you'll come in the house of God and you'll look around and say, hallelujah.
Well, glory.
Hey, can I say this morning? How can I say this morning? He's worthy of a praise today, friend. Some of you, I love what the old preacher, I come out from under him, he's raised the Methodist all his life. He doesn't know much about praise and or about loud church, you know. He looked around like some of you looking this morning. And said he'd come to revival meeting. Old man was a preaching and revival broke out. And he said, man, I'd never learned to praise nothing, didn't know nothing about it. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, I seen people throwing their hands up and a shouting and a praising God. He said, I was sitting there and something on inside of me. He said, I wanted to do something, but I just really didn't know how to do it. And I was sort of ashamed to do it. And he said, before I left out of there on Monday night, I said, hallelujah, and put my hand back down. He said, I come back in on Tuesday. He said, it got so good. He said, I raised her up right there one time. He said, then nobody said nothing, so he said, I done that one time. He said, I was checking her out pretty good. He said, on Wednesday night, he said, all of a sudden stuff got loose, and I felt like my joints got all oiled up. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, my hand went up, and my other hand went up, and I went to shout, and I heard somebody hollering, and I come to, and it was me. Can I tell you, hey, he's worthy of our praise this morning. David said, I'm going to praise Him. And he said, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to praise Him. Because it's no doubt He has an awesome person. I like that word of this young crowd. I try to listen, you know, and keep my vocabulary tuned up. They use the word awesome. Awesome person. I guess that means wow. But can I tell you, honey, David said in verse number 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Oh my, why he praised Him? Because of His person. Verse 4, he said, I'm going to praise Him because of His power. He said, one generation shall praise Thy works to another and shall declare Thy mighty work. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? We not in a church that we get to read about what He used to do. Ain't you glad you're in a church, Brother Gerald? They ain't got to read the minutes and see about what our God used to do. But now we can look around in this generation and declare to another generation, Brother Adam, He is a God today and yesterday and forevermore. And it ain't nobody like our God this morning. He said every generation is going to be able to tell another generation. Now I love Brother Doe. I'm glad he and his This sweet, sweet sister is here this morning. And you know something? He come up in a time when there was old hacking preachers all around Baptist. I love to get to hacking myself. I love hacking preaching. I mean, it's when you can't get enough wind going in your lungs and you're about ready to suck a carpet up off the floor. And somebody's a slanging snot and a slobbering. And boy, I'm going to tell you, that kind of preaching will help you. Now, it'll keep you in shape, but it'll help you. Boy, he's seen God move. He's seen days when the saints of God would stand up and testify. He's seen when God would move in this country in great revivals, when they'd raise the windows up and they'd back a mule and a buggy up and they'd get on the wagons and they'd listen in to the preaching of the Word of God by the man of God. He lived in a generation that knew something about preaching and he knew something about praying. Before revival time, they would gather around together, the men on the right of the church and the ladies on the left. them wagons would come up the dirt road, and they'd hear the saints of God praying, and they'd hear name be calling. Hey, we ought to get back into some name calling and saying, God save Susie, God save Johnny, God save Billy, God bless my preacher, God bless our singers, God bless our leaders. Tell them, Lord, oh, we need to get back in the name calling down at the house of God and saying, Lord, hey, you're bigger than our problem. God, you're bigger than anything. God, it's nothing too hard for you. We got to get back to some praying down at the house of God. There's a generation that's told another generation. Thank God, in March, hallelujah, I'm going to be 50 years old. I'm about half to the mark, amen. I'm glad I'm telling a generation. I heard about a generation, but now I'm in that generation. I heard about a God, but now I know about a God. I've heard about a God, but now I see a God. Hey, I heard about a God, but now I feel a God. Woo, hallelujah. Well, glory. Would somebody help me preach in the church this morning? Whoa, he said every generation going to hear about it. Somebody said, that preaching ain't popular no more. I understand it ain't popular, but I'm glad it's provided. Somebody said, you can't build a church on a King James Bible. Well, beg your pardon, sir. I'm telling you, I know a little old preacher down in Bowden trying to build one on a King James Bible. Well, somebody help me preach a while today. You say, well, them old things don't work no more. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stick with the stuff. Like Brother Donald said, it ain't wore off him in 53 years. I'm going to stay with what works this morning. If I've killed every deer I've ever shot at, and I ain't, but the ones I did hit with a 30-06 got the job done. Ain't no sense in changing shells now. Somebody say amen right there. Hey, David said, not only who I'm going to praise and when I'm going to praise, but why I'm going to praise. He says he is a God like no other God that other generations will be told about. I'll never forget, I was raised in a real dignified, dry church. I mean, if somebody was shouted or raised their voice, Lord, they'd have voted them out. But you know, I'm so glad that I got introduced down yonder in Macedonia Baptist Church, Brother Dave, first back over there where you was raised around Red Oak. Brother Doyle knows where that is. Back over there where only God knows where it's at. I mean, the Garmin don't even know where Red Oak is. I went over there in the church. Never been around much of that goings on. I guess he's in heaven because it's been 30 years ago now. He stood up over there by that window one day, and he stood up. He began to testify, and I'll be honest with you. He scared me to death, but I knowed he had something that I didn't have, and I knowed there's something in him that I really did need. He got up in his testimony, and he said, he said, hey, when God saved me, boys, said even my milk cow looked different. Got to thinking, I'm glad there was a generation told me about God. And now I'm glad I'm in a generation telling people about our God. You see, David said, oh, what a God and His unsearchable greatness. Said he said also in verse number 7, he talked about His unmeasured goodness. He said, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. I want to part right there a minute. A lot of singing going on now in Baptist churches ain't much about righteousness. Bunch of banging and bopping, rapping, roping. My God, what some of these young'uns is listening to today. No wonder they crazy. A boop, boop, a boop, 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 boop. Said singing about righteousness. Whatever happened to right living? Whatever happened to just doing right? See, you ain't got a vote about doing right. Just do right. And David said, our God, not only His unsearchable greatness, but His unmeasured goodness, verse 7, His moral goodness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, the moral of His goodness. Let me tell you something, young people. It's still appropriate to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And it's still appropriate, men, to hold a door open for ladies. You come walking in a restaurant like Matt Dillon, going to pull guns and blow the doors open, and there's your little old wife struggling to get in with all them pocketbooks. It's still all right to be a gentleman, men. Still all right to be a man, men. Young boys, you ought to respect your elders. Some of these men around here with white hair and bald hair, they done been through a few briar patches that you may be fixing to go through, and you better be listening to what they got to say to you. Thank God for His moral goodness. Matter of fact, God cannot do wrong. God makes no mistake. His unmeasured goodness. Oh, His moral goodness. What happened to morals? Now they just shack up. Uh-oh, rabbit got up. Let me tell you something. Marriage vows are still vows to God. It's too easy to get out of it nowadays. Don't cut me off now. I'm your preacher. A lot of folks just throw the towel in. Let me tell you, honey, what you done said to God is going to last. You better be careful what you've told to God before witnesses. Young people shacking up's out of hell. That's right. I don't do good at being a politician. I hold my views. Now don't look down. We ain't praying, we're preaching. You young girls, if he won't come to church with you now, he ain't going to come to church with you later. He'll tell you anything. Miss Renee taught Wednesday night. I'd love to have heard it. She taught them young girls in the church some things my mama taught me. I wish some of you had had the mama me and her had. Mama just wouldn't throw their young'uns out to the dogs or the grandparents to let them raise them. Well, I'm still preaching. My Lord, when you get old as we've got, There ain't no time to raise young'uns. It's time to enjoy young'uns. Somebody say amen. Had a mama stack so many quilts on me in the morning. She was sure I wouldn't get cold. Loved me. Boy, what a blessing to have a mama come and tuck you in the bed. What a blessing when you got a fever, have an old mama come by and check on you. Things her mama taught her. Taught her to be a lady. Taught her to be a mama to her young'uns. Our family's mixed up, divorced, crossed up. Everything in the world's in our family, but I had a mama that tried. Amen. And I can tell you something, mom and dad, is when you've done tried and give it all your all, that's all you can do. Just sit back and remember what the Lord said. He said, if you'll raise them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And he said, if you'll raise them up under preaching, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. You say, man, you don't sound like a New Age Baptist preacher. You got it. Amen. I'm old school and going to stay old school. We ought to love people. There's people come to our church that people's walked out on them. Throwed them to the dogs. We ought to love them more than we love ourselves. Everybody ain't had a mama. Some of you ladies ought to be a mama to them. Instead of throw them to the wolves, pull up there and say, "Hun, let me tell you, hon, let me tell you how to make your skirt a little longer." Some of y'all look like you need some preaching back here. I'll bring you some preaching back here this morning. Thank God for a mama. Sometime I see a little old looking something. I tell her now, I say, look a yonder. She's got a good saying, Brother Gerald. My wife say, well, hon, they just ain't had no mama. Yeah. You ought to shout if you had one. Yeah. Amen. My God, my mama made them old-timey cut-out drop biscuits. I've seen her reach down that lard stand. Y'all don't even know what lard is. Put them biscuits together and roll them things out. Make a pan this long. Praise God. Put butter on them. Put some of that old tiny beehive honey there with that comb in it. Some of y'all, all y'all know about a comb is what you comb your hair with. That kind of stuff will help you, friend. My Lord, where's our morals went? I commend you, mom and daddies, teaching your children respect. I see families come in this church. They ain't had much of a family. But you know what? We can be a family to them. I've never enjoyed being around nobody thought they was on a limb higher than me. David said, I'm going to praise you. Can you praise him? His unmeasured goodness, His moral goodness, and in verse 8, His merciful goodness. He said, the Lord's gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. You know what you better do? You better thank the God of heaven that He's not just and fair. Got a cousin, got on Facebook, talking about how bad Jesus is because her mom and daddy died. I got news for that gal. If it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God, she'd be in hell with them this morning. I don't know why you're mad at God about anything. You ought to be shouting and thanking Him for what He's done for you. Matter of fact, you have no idea what He's kept you from. You ain't got no reason to be mad at God. God is too good to do anything wrong. David said, I'm going to praise Him because of His compassion, because of His merciful goodness. And then he said He's slow to anger. I don't know why you get all bent out of shape. You ought to thank God He's long-suffering. How many times you told God you wouldn't do something, it wasn't a week you was doing it again. His unsearchable greatness, His unmeasured goodness. Look what He said in verse number 9. The Lord's good to all. You can put your name right there. Preacher, He ain't been good to me. The Bible said He has. Matter of fact, let me go on and save you some letdowns. Your ways ain't God's ways. Go on and write your life out and what you're going to do, but you better put her down in pencil, not in ink. You better have a good eraser if you're going to live for this God of this Bible. So He can rearrange things. And He says He's been good to all. Has He been good to you? I tell you how good He is to you lost people. Now I want to tell you something. Contrary to what you think, I love you. Contrary to what you think, He's been so good to you, you ain't in hell this morning. And to us that's lost our loved ones, lost our jobs, lost our money, He's been good to us. I know what it is to have some loss. God's been good to me, and He's been good to you. And David said, you know, Lord, I'm going to praise You. He said, Your unsearchable greatness, Your unmeasured goodness. But in verse 8, His unequaled grace. Look what he says right here. The Lord is gracious. God don't have to look to be something when He is something. The Lord is gracious. You know what kind of grace He's got? He'd save you this morning. Because we're saved by grace through faith. Isn't God's grace amazing? Somebody told me last night a couple different times. Had two people tell me last night, I'd hate to have your job. Well, some people think it's real easy. But you know, God gives grace of whatever we need. Because you know why? He is gracious. How many times have you said, oh, I know what I'd do? You may not. How many times have I said, boy, mine won't do that? No, because they've done a lot worse than that. He's gracious. You listen to me, families. I don't care what kind of broken past you got. I don't care what's going on in your home this morning. He's a God of grace, and there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And there's no reason for anybody in this congregation to look down at nobody. The only reason some of you ain't there this morning, you didn't get caught. These Baptists looking down at people. Wonder what God thinks in the average old church this morning. People come down the altar and folks say, wonder what they doing. I ain't wondering what they doing. I'm wondering what in the name of the Lord you doing. I'm wondering why you ain't down there praying. Boy, it's a good morning to preach like this with a house full, ain't it? We may not need a building program after this sermon, Rick. Let me ask y'all something before we go to the house. If you went down to the doctor and you had something ailing you, would you want him to tell you a fairy tale or tell you the truth? You ain't getting no help till you see what's wrong. I'm glad Jesus loves sinners. You hear me? He come to save sinners. And you never going to get saved. You see, you're a sinner. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. You're not getting saved till you get lost, friend. His unsearchable greatness. Isn't God great? His unmeasured goodness. His unequaled grace. Full of compassion. Slow to anger. And great in mercy. Sister Reed, I want you to come. If you'll come on and sing for me this morning, that song you sung this morning, I get to cut this sermon short. It's easy preaching this morning. It's dangerous preaching this morning. Would you underline what he said? He's full of compassion. Don't you want to know about a God like that? And he's slow to anger. If you don't believe he ain't slow to anger, you ask the prodigal when we get to glory. You know what he done, Brother Lee? I thought about you and I was studying this, Brother Lee. That wayward child come home. He didn't kick that boy. He kissed him. You'll thank a whole lot more folks when you've done wrong if they'll kiss you and love you and try to help you than to kick you. Preached the other morning, God give me this. You remember on Melita, some come in on boards and broken pieces, but they received them, every one, because of the present rain and cold. I wish I could preach that every Sunday morning. It's the most fabulous passage. They didn't ask every one of them what they'd been doing or what they bringing. They received them. Everyone, would you turn around here this morning and tell folks, we're glad you're here. Would you just turn around and tell them that? Sitting by you, just by you, would you just say, I'm glad you're here this morning. Glad you're here. You know what thrills me as a pastor? It's to see people like what we got sitting here this morning. Some of you got a messed up past. Some of you got a messed up place. But there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Sang Sissy. Whatever you need this morning, you come. If you need to be saved, call upon Him to say, if your house needs something, your heart needs something, there's nothing too hard.